السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. Thank you all for being here and thank you for following the safety measures and guidelines. Please continue to use your own judgment and exercise caution as necessary, especially now as we're seeing sharp increases in COVID around the area and around the country, as well as more restrictive rules and restrictions that have been imposed upon us. Here are the details for upcoming classes and programs. Every Sunday from 10:45 to 12 noon, Sheikh Shahid will be holding an online class, and he will discuss the fiqh of salah, how to prepare for salah, the various types of prayers, and many other matters related to perfecting our prayers. And then from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. in the same Zoom link, Dr. Siddiqui will continue his tafsir class. He is currently discussing Surah Ali Imran. This evening from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Muslim Youth Group will be hosting a special discussion about the importance of family in Islam with Sheikh Shahid Ali. This is a discussion that we can all benefit from, inshallah. And then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., the American Halal Institute will be holding a panel discussion on products that are labeled as halal. Especially important now as we have new products constantly emerging with the label of halal. So this is a good discussion for imams and for Muslim consumers alike. For login details for all programs and events, please check out this week's newsletter. ISOC is looking for a van or a truck, so if you have one or if you know someone who has one in good working order that can be donated, that will be very much appreciated. And finally, as a reminder, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and your nose. The mask should not be removed at any time while you are here. Please refrain from shaking hands or removing your mask at any time while you are here on the premises. So let's take a little extra care and comfort and be considerate of each other and help each other out, inshallah, especially now that we're seeing a rise in the cases. And as always, once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time. Be mindful of social distancing and please use the back parking lot to exit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, we thank Him, we seek His forgiveness, we seek His guidance. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whoever Allah leaves astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the last and final messenger of Allah. Peace be upon him, upon his followers, his companions, his family, and upon those who follow him until the end of time. Alhamdulillah, here we are nearing the end of this year, the conclusion of this year. And what a year it has been. A year unlike any other year in most of our lives, and I'd imagine all of our lives. A year that has witnessed a global pandemic, that has just shown how fragile modern human society is, how fragile the human being is, and has brought to light different aspects of the human condition, the global interconnected nature of the entire world has been put to display in ways that has never been before. And it has also brought to light the inequalities, the sufferings between the haves and the have-nots in our societies, the ways in which the more privileged of our communities have access to higher opportunities, to more opportunities than those who are less privileged. It has brought to light different aspects of human society. And as we conclude this year, and as we think about these global, national, social developments, it is also important, and I invite all of us here today, to look deep within ourselves as well, to try to engage in some introspection, some reflection of our own lives. This is something that we all have to do for ourselves individually. Maybe sometime after this khutbah, as a routine, we should have an attitude, a habit of self-introspection, of muhasabah, self-evaluation, where we check ourselves, we check our intentions, we check what we've accomplished during the day, during the last month, during the year. Who are we becoming? What are our goals, and how close are we to achieving them? And how much remains to achieve them? And what path are we setting on in the forward? So we have muhasabah, self-evaluation of our deeds, of our actions in the past, as well as takhtit, or planning, developing a vision, developing an idea, a sense of the path that we want to take going forward. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, fear Allah, and let every soul take into account what they've prepared for tomorrow, for the hereafter, and for the very next day. So this is all part of developing a complete, a healthy spiritual life in which we take into account the past, we plan for the future, and we go deep within ourselves, into our own souls, our psyches, our emotions, our habits, and we confront ourselves in the mirror. This has been a legacy of all of the Islamic tradition, of all the righteous people, of Sufis in particular, where they go deep within themselves, they evaluate themselves, and they move on. So today I wanted to invite ourselves to just think about time and how we use time, how we reflect, how we engage time. Time is a sign of Allah. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah alternates the night and the day, and indeed is that a lesson for those of vision. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. And we have made the night and day two signs, and we have erased the sign of the night and make the sign of the day visible, that you may seek bounty from your Lord and may know the number of years and the account of time. So the entire creation of time is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It points to His qudra, His power, His majesty, and able to making a system where night follows day. We have a calendar, we have months, we have weeks. And not just, it doesn't just point to the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also it leads to Him eventually. The succession of night and day is all built in a way that will lead to Him. As we grow from the stages of life, from infanthood to childhood, to youth, to middle age, to elder life, as you move from generation to generation, from century to century, it is all a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all on this road, on this car that is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every moment we're coming closer to Him, and we have to take into account what we are doing with this time that we have on this earth. So there are multiple ways of engaging with time. There is macro level, the wider level, the wider perspective we might have, where we take into account the creation, the beginning of time, the creation of humanity, the arrival of human beings onto earth, the sending of prophets and messengers to the different peoples, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, right? The creation of human beings, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set prophets as to the people as guides, as bringing warnings, bringing glad tidings, all to invite them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invite them to the true worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is part of this wave of succession, this wave of prophets, this wave of different communities that came about over the course of human history that we ourselves also belong into, we are, ourselves are part of. And this is something that we often lose sight of, we don't really reflect upon, that we are part, that we are in a specific time period in history, we're part of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're part of this time in which prophethood has now ceased, and we as ummatis, as members of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have this mandate upon us to bring, to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah truly, and to call towards justice and righteousness. And this is part of the basic fact of creation, part of the larger story of creation. This is where we fit into in terms of our time period. There's also the more immediate context to our time. There is, we should have an idea of where we are specifically in this time period. What is the significance of the year 2020? What is the significance of our generation? If we think even just a few generations past, the last three or four generations of Muslims have had to grapple the legacies of colonialism, with nationalism, they've had to confront modernity in different aspects. Every generation has brought forth something to the table. We had different anti-colonial movements, we had national movements, we had movements to spread the teaching of Islam in different religious seminaries in different ways. Our own, and I'm speaking here as to members of my own generation, our own fathers and grandfathers came to this country, built the masajid that we are find ourselves in today. And so what will be the legacy of our generation? What will be our contribution within this succession of generations? And how often do we even think about this question? How often are we concerned with the legacy of our own people, of our own generation, in comparison to the generations that came before us? So this is all at the macro level. We take into it, we're very conscious of the time we're living in. We're very conscious of the people who came before us, of the histories that have led to us, and of the wider story of our creation as human beings on this earth. And there's also the micro level, where we're concerned with the individual level. We're concerned with time management. How do we manage time in our daily lives? How do we make sure that we're efficient and we're productive, and we're making the most of our individual lives, of our families' lives, so forth. And so these are two different aspects that we can take, two different perspectives that we should take into account. Most often, people mention the micro level of the individual level. How do we account for personal time? How do we grow in time management? But it's important to fit ourselves into a larger story, a larger historical narrative, a larger conversation with the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with our immediate predecessors, our fathers and forefathers, and so forth. So with this inset, we can think about different aspects of time. Time, first of all, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they say in Arabic, al-waqt huwa al-hayat. Time is life. Time is the area where we experience life, how we, all the joy, all the happiness, all the sadness, everything that we experience from birth until death, all occurs on the plane of time. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us many times in his ahadith to make sure we take into account the blessings of time. As he said in a very famous hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك, and so forth. Your youth, take advantage of five things before five things. Your youth before you become old. Your health before you fall sick. Your wealth before you become poor. Your free time before you become preoccupied. And your life before your death. And so in all of these, there's this aspect of making, of seeking advantage, of taking advantage of the resources we have, of the time we have, whether it's youth, whether it's old age, whether it's free time. It's life in total, in its totality, that we take advantage of life, because every moment of life is a blessing, is a gift, is precious, and we have to take advantage of it before it's too late. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that on the day of judgment, man's feet will not move before he is asked about his life, how did he spend it, his knowledge, what did he do with it, his wealth, how did he earn it, and how did he dispose of it, and about his body, how did he wear it out. So again, on the day of judgment, we will be asked about the blessings of time. What did we do with our time? What did we do with our life? How did we act upon the knowledge that we have? And so forth. And it is for this reason too, in the Quran, when it mentions an account of the disbelievers approaching death, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When a disbeliever is on their deathbed, about to die, the wish that they'll have, the prayer that they'll have is قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. O Allah, return me, give me more time, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ, so that I may act righteously in what I had left in my life before. What they all want, what anyone wants on the deathbed, is time. And so it is for this reason too that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he once said that the greatest regret that I have is that another day passes. And the phrase he uses, the sun sets upon another day, my time diminishes, and my good deeds do not increase. So the diminishing of time, what we should also have is the increasing of in good deeds, in righteous actions, and so forth. And it is part of this too, that we have a popular phrase in our culture, to kill time, that we're just going to go kill time for a few hours, we're going to, basically get away from our tasks and engage in some pleasureful activity and just kill time. But the attitude behind killing time is something that's very dangerous, because time is life, right? So when we say we're killing time, we're basically killing life. We're basically devaluing our own life, our existence, the blessings that we have of just being alive, of having a moment to breathe, to be alive, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so time is not an enemy of ours. Time is not something we should kill, that we should murder, that we should waste. It's not something we should curse, but it is something that we should treasure and value and grow in appreciation towards. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate the value of time, the blessings of time, to grow in our awareness of how we spend our time, and to bless our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. All praises for Allah, peace and blessings be upon His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. To continue with the second half of the khutbah, now that we've had some idea of the importance of time, the value of time, of where we fit within the story of humanity, the story of human creation, of where, how we should begin to think about our own legacies that we inherit from our forefathers and our fathers and our mothers and so forth, and the opportunities we have living here in 2020, approaching 2021, different stages of our life to do something. And so one of the biggest questions people generally have is how to create barakah in time, how to create blessings in time. Because we all have, every single human being, unless if they're traveling in space or so, have 60 minutes to the hour, 24 hours to the day, certain and so forth, a certain amount of years to live. Everyone has the same unit of time, but not everyone uses it in the same way. Not everyone experiences it in the same way. Some people live long lives and they don't accomplish much. Some people live very short lives and they'll accomplish a whole lot. If you look at the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a prophet, he received his revelation, and until he passed away, he only 23 years passed from the point he received revelation to the point that he passed away. Just 23 years. And he transformed the course of human history in just 23 years. And that is, again, a testament to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his unique status in history. But we also have stories and accounts from the past, from Muslim history, of how certain scholars were so blessed with the time that they, even though that they lived a very short number of years, they're able to accomplish things that last for centuries. So for instance, Imam an-Nawawi lived only for 44 or 45 years, and yet his books are read today in almost every other household that you find in the world amongst Muslims. Similarly, even you don't have to look that back into medieval history. In the last century, the 19th century, you have someone like Maulana Abdul Hayy al-Lakhdhami Farangi Mahalli, who lived up to like 39 years and wrote more than most people write in several lifetimes, leaving a huge impact on the development of Hanafi law in South Asia and beyond. So the amount of time we have is not as important as how we spend that time and what we make of that time. And anyone who has worked out too can tell you how they begin to count every single second, every single minute in the midst of a workout, how they can feel the intensity of every moment of existence in that workout. Whereas outside that workout, they may just let hours and hours slide without even noticing and being aware of them. So what is important is to bring consciousness to our experience of time. And so there are different ways to build barakah in time. The first I'll mention is having good intentions, having solid intentions, rechecking our intentions. And in this regard, it's also very important because there's a lot of literature on time management, on time productivity that comes even in the corporate world, capitalist circles, where the goal is to become more efficient, to maximize profit, to extract the most amount of capital from the shortest amount of time. And so that is one way to manage time. But for us as believers, our goal is to be in a constant state of consciousness of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to use everything, every second that we have in His worship, in His engagement, whether we're actually engaging in salah, whether we're engaging in our work, whether we're engaging with our friends and family, and so forth. So checking our intentions is a way to imbue our time with greater God consciousness and to build blessings, to build barakah in our time. Another way is to just inculcate larger piety and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if the people of the past had believed and feared Allah and developed taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We'd have opened up doors of mercy, of barakat, of blessings upon them from the heavens and the earth. And so believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a good connection with Him, is a way in which to build barakah in our time. Another way is to read the Quran. The Quran is a source of blessings, of mercy. We should have a routine, maybe, of reading every single day a certain aspect that we don't ever miss out in a single day. And you might even notice sometimes when you do miss out on reading the Quran that the rest of your day doesn't go as productive or as efficient as it might have otherwise. So having a constant connection, just reading the Quran every single day, also builds barakah. Another point is to make dua constantly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of time. He is the manager of our... Everything is possible through His hands and through His permission. So making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that Even though we have 60 minutes maybe to accomplish a certain task, to get something done, it is with His permission that we can get done a whole lot more work, or we can get done with a whole lot more tasks that we had planned for ourselves, that we had expected for ourselves. So everything happens to Allah, to having that constant connection with Him and building and supplicating and asking Him for His assistance. And another way is to just follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in as many affairs as we can, in everything, to be honest. Because as we mentioned, in 23 years, the Prophet ﷺ changed the course of human history, 23 years. And so he was a master of being productive with time, of managing his time. And so to follow, inculcate his sunnah, learning about his seerah and acting upon it is how we can progress, we can have create barakah in our time. Another practical way is to organize our days around the salah, around five daily prayers, to make them the heartbeat of our day, rather than to make our work the heartbeat of our day. And to, because the prayer and blessing is that moment in time when we reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking for His forgiveness, for His blessings, for His mercy. And that constantly opens up a door of mercy, of blessings throughout our day for us. So these are different ways in which we can create barakah. We can hope to create barakah in our lives, in our time, since time is the most essential gift that we have, the most valuable thing that we have. It's more valuable than money, and the returns that we have are eternal. So lastly, I just wanted to end with a more hopeful note, that there's a couplet from Allama Iqbal. Isi roz o shab mein ulaj kar na reh jaye ke tere zamano makan aur bhi hain. Be not entangled in this day and night. Be not be ensnared, be consumed in the passing of this day and night, for there are other times and spaces too for you. And so to be hopeful that, you know, our time will pass, that we're, as we progress, as the night and day progresses forward, that we are ultimately going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have more things to be hopeful for, to look forward to, as long as we are putting in the time in right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to manage our time wisely and effectively, and bless our lives and live lives of meaning, of focus, of concentration, of purpose, of efficiency, and benefit to society. In Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك وحبيبك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم, واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر, ولذكر الله أكبر, فأقيموا الصلاة.